Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting third. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Frazier. Meyer scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Maines moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maines scores. West moves to second. It's 2-0, Senators. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Kress moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Fothergill moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Mainisch reaches second base with a double. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-1 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frazier moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frazier scores. Seeds moves to second. It's 3-1, Senators. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to third. Self moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Senators. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Judge reaches second base with a double. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Judge scores. It's 5-1, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. It's 6-1, Senators. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Mainisch reaches third base with a triple. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. West hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mainisch scores. One out. It's 7-1, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Judge's at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Fothergill reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. Liz Funk pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Gregory now pitching. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregory fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Self hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Self reaches second base with a double. Seeds goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Senators. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge fields the ball and throws to Crowder covering. Safe. Self moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. West hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Gregory covering. Safe. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Berry and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Paul Gregory. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judge for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-3 in the game. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Bludge moves to second. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Seeds strikes out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Self takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer catches it and throws to first to double up Self. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.